This great painting is by William Trost Richards. And to me, he painted the sea better than anybody else. I think personally he's the most underestimated artist. It's luminous. See the sun on the wave washing up? See how he paints those clouds just beautifully. And the sea. I'm addicted to the sea and water. You can tell that throughout the whole museum. Practically all my pictures have either ocean or lakes or a river in them. And there is the eastern waters. That's the Atlantic. Now, I'll turn about 65 or 70 degrees to the right, and you'll see a painting by William Bradford. And that painting is a wonderful painting. It's the sun shining on that iceberg, Muir Glacier. That little boat there at the foot of the iceberg is the Tiger. That's the one that brought William Bradford up there to paint these marvelous pictures. And by the way, Queen Victoria was so enamored with Bradford, she bought 7 of his paintings when he really first got started. Bradford was a photographer up until the time he was 50 years old, and then he switched to painting. Well, you see, that's the Pacific. So we got 2 paintings leading out the door. So when you go home out that door, you look to the left, you see the Atlantic. You look to the right, you'll see the Pacific. And then you'll think of America the beautiful, from sea to shining sea. God bless America.